talk about greetings.
Thought about this recently. Go to a place pretty much on the reg, maybe twice a month or so. And seems more times than not, I will get a certain waitress that I've known for 15 years. And she always greets me with either calling me sweetie, darling, sugar, hun, sweetheart, baby, all of those. And I don't think a thing about it except for I kind of like it. It's very friendly. It's very down home. Maybe it's because it's, and I think if you go out to the small restaurant, the breakfast place, that's way out of the country, West Texas, I think more times than not, the waitress will give you that sort of greeting. You want coffee this morning, sugar? You know, that kind of thing.
You want sugar? You want sugar with your coffee, sugar?
I guess it's going by the wayside because then I thought about, okay, if I was a waiter there and I greeted a table full of women the same way, hey, sweethearts, hey, sugar, what would you like this morning? I don't think it would go over as well. And I'm sure they would probably get a complaint. But, like, are we so far to the point now where has any guy ever gone to management of a restaurant and said, yeah, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable when she calls me sweetheart or darling? I don't think so. I
bet you it has happened, sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Man, I bet that's really rare.
I think it may break down along age lines. You know, there may be a generational divide here to where younger men may feel uncomfortable by that. I don't know. Or maybe they really love it.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to it. But I do see that some people, I guess, could be offended by that. I'm like you, though. I mean, I like it. I think that, you know, I think this is one of the things that women don't realize about men is how little compliments men get in their life and how little sweet talk men get in their lives.
Boy, tell me about it.
And, I mean, we kind of alluded to this, I think, on the invasion one time when I was sitting in with those guys. It's just, you get a compliment once, like guys will remember 12 years after they got their last compliment that some girl said that they liked their shirt or you have beautiful eyes. If a girl says something like that to you, you remember it for forever. And meanwhile, there is a whole female economy of compliments that goes around women's lives all the time. And men don't have that. And so I think this falls in the line with that to when you have a waitress that calls you sweetie or honey or everything. You love it as a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely do. And it's interesting you bring up the how someone looks. I found myself recently seeing someone, I'm trying to think the example. I think it was like a friend or I think it maybe even been a coworker. Hey, you look nice today. Can you say that anymore in the workplace? I don't know.
Not to a coworker. To a friend? Yes.
Yeah, coworker? I wouldn't say it.
No.
I wouldn't say.
I'm trying to go back to our training. I don't know if that was covered or not. But I think if you say, oh, you look nice. What's wrong with that?
Don't, just,
you're told that sometimes just, if you wear.
Yes.
If you're not wearing a t-shirt and you're wearing a button down. I've heard people say, hey, Gordon, you look nice today.
Yeah. Well,
we can't do that anymore.
Can a woman say that to me? Can a guy say that to me? Yes. Yeah. But you're talking about me saying that to a female coworker?
Yeah.
Hey, you look nice today.
Okay, but don't say it like that. You can't say it like that. Okay,
all these things depend on the personal dynamic you have with the person,
right,
too.
Exactly.
I mean, if you know them well and you have a certain dynamic that feels, you know, safe and not sexually threatening, then yeah, I guess you could.
But by the restaurant example, it doesn't matter to me if it's a waitress that I've known for 15 years or if I'm going to a place for the first time and she said, and she says, hey, sugar, what are you drinking today?
I know.
That's great.
I just had it the other day. Waitress I'd never seen before, older woman. What can I get for you, baby?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
okay. Give me some more of that baby talk. I want
come
more of that stuff.
Come with baby one more time.
Give chicken fried steak. Call me honey, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure they probably know that. And maybe that's just their personality, but they probably know. Hey, you know, sweeten up the male customer a little bit, and it may work out for you on the tip.
That's sexually manipulative.
Okay, so, see, they're being so policed. No, I don't know if it does, but I do think it makes for a pleasant experience. But I've thought about this because I now have daughter-in-laws, And I was telling y'all earlier, I've never had daughters before, and I just love that these women are in our family now, and they're such sweet people that I have caught myself before saying, oh, that's okay, sweetheart, I'll get it. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, should I say that?
Yeah, you should cut back on that.
Does that creep them out?
As your friend, let me take you aside right now.
But I love them, you know, and
right.
They're my son's wife.
Yeah, all the more reason.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be calling them sweetheart.
So we can't say sweetheart anymore.
You know, probably not. Once again, depending on the relationship you have with them, but it's safer to err on the side of caution.
Has it gone to the point now that when you, and again, depends on the relationship, but if you don't usually use some sort of term of affection, if you say hun or sweetheart, oh, don't say sweetheart to try to soften me up just so you can, you know, get away with this or whatever it is.
Yes.
We got
to
take it out of that.
George, welcome to the shifting rules of being in a relationship with a woman.
The shifting sand. I don't have to be called sweetheart anymore.
You know, it wouldn't hurt if you'd use a term of affection once in a while. Wait a second. Just yesterday you said this, not today. Okay. Trying to keep it straight.
No, I haven't experienced that problem, but I do wonder if some dudes have that from time to time.
I think these days the correct answer is, if you are thinking about it or you're asking, is it okay to fill in the blank?
Then just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Just lay out.
Just go the safe route and just don't do it.
Just don't even speak to them. Don't even look at them. Ignore.
The upside downside weighing that is probably way out of whack anyway. Like, are you getting a whole lot out of it compared to what hell it might bring to your life?
Hey, we just talked about this off the air. We used to have a sales guy up here that used to...
I was going to bring
that
up.
Was that on the air or off the air?
It was off the air. I was going to bring this up, so go keep going.
So he used to always... And it wasn't just me. He did this to other people as well.
We worked with him before we worked here, and by the time I knew him for a month, he usually called me hun or sugar plum.
It was so strange. It was an older sales guy.
He was
white-haired sales guy.
I loved him so much.
George loved him.
Yes.
He was nice, but it was a little creepy how I was this young, whatever, 21-year-old kid, and every time he'd see me, hi, butterfly. What's my baby doll doing today? What you say, sugar britches? You want to do something, buttercup?
And I said, man, you
let's
don't
go get a drink,
that,
angel wings.
That's the way he talks, and I loved it. I loved it from...
It was so weird. No one has ever done it. I mean, how long have I worked in this business? Ever since then, and no one since then has ever had a steady stream of calling me all these bedroom names.
Well, he used to come into work every day, and he'd kind of look me up and down. Hi, honey. And I thought it was great. I'm so glad to see him.
Why is that okay with you?
I don't know.
Come on, sugar butt.
Okay, he never called me that. He did used to refer to you as my stub back when he did the ticket stub show.
Yeah, I did a show called The Ticket Stub, and you go, has my stub.
Maybe that was crossing the line a little bit. What do you mean, your
taking
stub?
Possession of me. I don't get that.
Okay, this didn't go over well. This is back in 2005. This is the late, great Ron Franklin doing a college football game, and he made the mistake of referring to Holly Rowe as a sweetheart, trying to correct her stance on whether or not Purdue should have been taking timeouts at the end of the game.
Ball is tipped and intercepted. Second time tonight that a ball has been tipped at the line of scrimmage and intercepted.
And now you see why they burnt those timeouts.
And Holly Rowe, let's go down and check with you.
Well, guys, we're kind of joking around. Why is Purdue calling timeouts on defense? But I really respect what Brock Spack's doing right now. He's been talking to his defense saying, let's worry about this series. He's coaching all these substitutes because who knows if they're going to have to open up this competition. So what message does it send to the kids if the coaches give up? Got to respect Brock Spack for continuing to coach his kids down to the last minutes of these games.
Holly has not given up. It's 49-21, sweetheart.
God.
And Ron got fired.
So dismissive.
Okay, that's an example of where it's very dismissive and probably not the best idea.
Okay, sweetheart.
Jeez.
Boy, before that, though, you heard how great his play-by-play was. He was so good.
Don't excuse it.
wrong then, wrong now.
Right. And you can't respect any part of his work because he did wrong things.
Because he said that. All right. Well, yeah, I think you had the best idea. If you have to think about it, should I use the sweetheart card here or
just sugar britches or whatever it is? Lighten that cognitive load right now and just say, nope, not even going to think about it. Because I did think about it for half a second. I'm going to think about it no more and just not do anything.
For you, Gordo, I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring back the Jimmy greeting of...
Jimmy? I never said his name. Who's Jimmy?
There's a lot of Jimmys in the world.
You're going to start calling me Sugar Britches?
Yeah. Sugar Plum.
Hey, Angel Face.
Butterfly.
What are you doing, Schnucky Lumps?